When my dad was a little boy, he loved one thing best in the whole entire world. My dad loved baseball. My dad ate, slept, and drank baseball, and that was all that he talked about. He would start every conversation, "You know about baseball, right?" And then he would toss in some detail about his favorite team. Now, he grew up in the Bronx, so his favorite team was the Yankees. And my dad had every statistic on the Yankees. He knew RBIs on all the players. Well, he'd be sitting at the supper table. His mom would pass him the peas. He'd say, "Mom, you know about baseball, right?" And then he would give information about one of his favorite players, Snuffy Sternweiss. He was a famous base stealer on the New York Yankees. And my dad knew about all the bases he'd stolen in every game, in every season. My dad knew a lot about baseball. And the way that he found out about it was not by watching it on TV, because when he was growing up, baseball wasn't televised. No, the way he learned about baseball was by reading newspapers and listening to the major league games on the radio. And my dad knew a lot of details about baseball. "Dad, you know about baseball, right? Mom, you know about baseball, right?" He had information about everybody. But it wasn't just the major leagues that interested him. He loved to play baseball, too. He and his friends would gather together, and they would play pickup games right on the streets of the Bronx. Sometimes it was an empty lot. Sometimes it was behind an apartment house. But many times it was in front of my dad's four-story walk-up apartment building. My dad made sure of that, because whenever a major league game was being played, my dad wanted to keep track of the score. So if the game was played in front of his apartment building, then every so often he could call up to the fourth-story window, "Hey, Dad, what's the score?" And then my Grandpa Alan would lean out the window until his black glasses bumped up against the window guard.